Please listen to Invité de Clark, a new program here at Radio Harmony, where we interview interesting people. Take some time to listen to Invité de Clark. Say Radio Harmony 88.8 on your dial with interesting interviews with interesting people.
Welcome to this edition of L'Invité de Clark with your host, Clark 80. My guest today, in the first of a two-part interview, is Kirk Duthler, who spends a lot of his time every year in his residence secondaire in the Finisterre, while maintaining his year-round home in the United Arab Emirates. Kirk will give us his impressions of his life in the Middle East, along with describing the fascinating work that he pursues there. Stay tuned for today's broadcast.
Bienvenue à cette édition de l'Invité de Clark avec votre animateur Clark Eady. L'invité d'aujourd'hui est Kirk Duthler, qui vient chaque année dans sa résidence secondaire du Finistère. Il vit aux Émirats Arabes Unis. Il nous donnera des impressions sur sa vie au Moyen-Orient tout en décrivant son travail fascinant. Aujourd'hui, voici la première partie de cette interview. Bonne écoute à tous!
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark 80. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.
Welcome to another edition of L'invité de Clark. I'm Clark 80. Thanks for listening. We have today a very special guest who has a great history, a great story. And we want to share that with you. His name is Kirk
Duthler.
Duthler. Thank you, Kirk. I knew it was one of those D words, but I wasn't sure what it was. Anyway, Kirk is here in Brittany with us. We're in beautiful Saint-Croix today. And I want to introduce him as somebody who is a fellow American, which is quite rare. We haven't met too many of those in the Saint Finistère or anywhere else close to where we are. But I'm delighted to have him. Kirk, why in the heck are you in Brittany? What brought you here?
Well, I love it here. You know, it's nature, it's outdoors, it's beautiful. But I suppose the real reason that I'm here is that I married a French woman 25 years ago.
That sounds like a good start.
Yeah, I think it was. It is, has been.
Yeah, she's a great woman. I've had a chance to meet her, Gaëlle. And she's not with us today, but she's a long-term, I think, family connection here in Brittany, isn't she?
Yeah, her grandmother is from here. I guess her family, her history is based in Saint-Gauzec in the Montagne Noire.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where we are for sure. But Kirk, you know, you're an American. I got here because I was smart enough to marry a French woman, too. And I don't want to say I wanted to be 12 hours from her mother, but that didn't hurt any. So, no, she was a Lyonnaise. And, no, it's a beautiful part of the world, like you say. And I think the interesting thing is that you're not here all that much, but you're here regularly. Is that what?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I try to spend as much time as I can here. Ever since COVID, my job has allowed me to work remotely.
Yeah.
So what I do is I escape my home, the place where I live, for the summer, which is a really good thing to do.
Well, it is a good thing to do. It's a great time of year to be here. But you're escaping from where?
Well, I live in the United Arab Emirates.
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah. It's on the Arabian Peninsula, and if you can think about the Arabian Peninsula, it has a few countries. It has Saudi Arabia, which is the majority, and then it has Yemen, which is close to Africa and the Red Sea, and then it has Oman, and then it has the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, and Bahrain. So the UAE, people know it because of Dubai.
So it's called the UAE, for those in the know. And for short, obviously, United Arab Emirates, UAE. But, well, a couple of questions spring to mind. What is an emirate?
An emirate is like a state. And I suppose the equivalent in Brittany might be, well, I think Brittany would be an emirate. And then you have...
is it a separate country or united?
No, it's like a state.
Okay.
No, it's a federal council.
I mean,
if you want to talk about the government, we can... talk about how the government arranged, but there are seven emirates in the UAE. And each emirate is run or ruled by a different family or a different nomadic tribe, really a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if I can name all seven. But
well, it's not a test, so don't worry.
Okay. The key ones here are Dubai, and Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi, sure, yeah. And I think you told me before the show started that Abu Dhabi is where you spend a lot of your time when you're in the UAE.
I do, yeah. I live there with my family. I raised my children in Abu Dhabi. I've lived there since 2006. I no longer say how many years that is because it's really a long time and I can't.
Well, you start when you're 17, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. Well, it's been since 2006 and it's a great place to live. You know, what can I say? Except in the summer, it's terribly hot.
Well, I can see why you might want to spend some time on beautiful Brittany, that's for sure.
It's exactly opposite.
So your kids grew up there, which means they go to school there. And how does that work?
Well, given that I'm American, we send our children to the American Community School.
Oh, in Abu Dhabi?
In Abu Dhabi.
Oh, I see.
And it was established in 1972, about the same time as the country, about 51 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's run by a consortium of American organizations, including the Embassy of the United States, but also a few companies. And it's a nonprofit school. It's a beautiful little community school, private school in Abu Dhabi that has an American curriculum.
So that sort of begs the question, they run the school year similarly to the would in the United States, where you'd have summers off, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about language in general? Do you need to know Arabic to live there?
It helps, but no. What's interesting about the United Arab Emirates is that it's mostly the population, 10 million people, 9 million people are from everywhere other than the UAE.
I see.
So there's only 1 million Emiratis, not very many. And the rest come from all over the world, primarily Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, but also the MENA region, Middle East and North Africa, and then Europe and North America, a little bit of South America. But it seems like, you know, what brings people together is language, and the common language that everybody speaks there is not Arabic, it's English.
I'll be darned. Interesting.
So it's very easy to get by in speaking only English in that time.
So you really have a huge contingent of, I guess you'd call them guest workers?
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, huge. Not,
they don't become citizens, so to speak.
They do not. Yeah. I've lived there for 17 years and I'm still not a citizen. I have to renew my visa every 3 years.
We won't go there about why you're not a citizen, but
yeah,
no, it's fun.
Difficult.
And I was going to ask you what an Emirate person's called. You answered that question. Thank you.
Emirate. Emirati.
Emirati. Thank you.
My guest today is Kirk Duttler, longtime resident of the United Arab Emirates, who's visiting us in St. Gwazek in the Finisterre.
What do you think about travel there? Would that be a thing we'd all like to do? I know Dubai is very popular. Abu Dhabi probably a little less popular, maybe, for Western visitors, people from France or the United States.
Yeah, traveling to the United Arab Emirates is a great option. There are direct flights from Paris.
Yeah.
Air France, Etihad, Emirates, probably many others. You can fly there. It's not terribly expensive, 500 euro. And
are they pretty eager for tourists? I mean, is that a big part of their
absolutely
economy?
Yeah, because they're trying to transition away from oil and gas, or at least diversify their economy. One of their primary ways that they do that to diversify is to encourage tourism. Of course, it's not anywhere near the amount of revenue they would get from oil and gas, but it's definitely a priority for them is tourism. And there's a lot to do there. What's interesting is I always think of the UAE as being completely opposite of Brittany in terms of the nature, because here it's green and it's wet and it's cold.
Yeah, for sure.
And there it's hot and it's dry and it's a lot of sand. you know, it's quite brown. The colors are very brown.
Kind of like we envision Lawrence of Arabia or something.
Yeah.
Those colors are...
One time I was with a friend of mine. And we were in the middle of nowhere in the desert on top of a dune. It was difficult to get there. We drove, but you have to go off-road. And we were sitting, my friend and I, watching the sunset, having a campfire. And this old Emirati man also drove up there quite easily for him, stopped, and he wanted to know what we were doing. He was a ranger in this area. And my friend spoke Arabic, and they carried on a conversation. And the man said to him that the reason that he loved this place is that it looked like God took the cover off.
What a great description.
And what he meant, I guess, is like if you come to Europe and it's so green, it's like somebody ripped the entire surface of the earth away, and then all you see is the sand underneath.
Well, it's a fabulous thought about being in a place that remote, that close to nature, that interesting, that different, like you said, because you just don't get that here. My guest today is Kirk Duffler, and he comes from the United Arab Emirates via America, and it's great to talk to him about the different lifestyle we see there, and also what's attracted him to Brittany, besides being married to a beautiful Breton lady. I wondered, your job, we really haven't talked too much about it at all. What kind of work do you do there that allows you to be there about, 17 years?
I have a great job, Clark. I work for a company or a nonprofit organization called the Mohammed bin Zayed Species Conservation Fund. For short, it's MBZ Fund. MBZ is now the president of the UAE. He's one of the members of the royal family. And about 15 years ago, a little less, this man donated $30 million to an endowment that's invested. And the investment returns a profit. And we give that profit away to conservation projects, species conservation projects around the world for endangered animals, plants, fish, reptiles, birds, all species in any location. So if I think about France, for example, the organization I worked for has provided funding to search and count a grasshopper that lives in the Camargue. Am I pronouncing
Camargue, in the south of France, sure, Camargue.
And it's the only place where this grasshopper lives. And it's actually, it's near the Camargue, but it's on a BMW testing circuit.
Really? Wow.
And it's all fenced off and it's protected. And it's the only place where this grasshopper lives. And they wanted to know where on this property that grasshopper existed. They wanted to know how many grasshoppers existed in that place, their movements and so on, so that they could study and find out what was the best way to conserve that particular grasshopper. So those are the... I know it's an odd
thing. No, it's an odd thing, but it's odd also to think about a desert kingdom doing something like that in the Camargue. You think about it. I mean, it's interesting, and it needs to be done, and it's a fabulous idea. When you're doing that, then you're involved with this particular organization.
The MBZ Fund.
Are you required then to travel a lot with your job?
Not for that particular work that I do. We give very small grants. You can imagine how much money it might take to count how many grasshoppers there would be.
That's right.
Maybe not a lot, right?
depends how many there are.
You know, it might take a graduate student working at a local French university a month to go there and to camp and then to count. So we have to pay for their living expenses during...
Well, he has to dodge those BMWs too.
Yeah. Dangerous work looking for grasshoppers.
Hazardous pay.
So it doesn't really make sense to send us all over the world to look at. But if we do find an interesting project that we want to film or that we want to communicate more about, then we would go to it. But then when we go there, we try to look at other projects in the area as well, meet with other grant recipients.
Well, we're out of time today, but my special guest, Kirk Duffler, has agreed to stick around so that we can continue his fascinating story next week. You've been listening to L'Invité de Clark on Radio Harmony 88.8 with your host, Clark Ady. Tune into the station every Wednesday morning at 10:15 or listen live on our website, and rebroadcasts of today's show will be aired this Saturday evening at 18:15. You can also listen anytime to past broadcasts by just clicking on the podcast tab on the Radio Harmony website. Let us know how you like the show by contacting me via the website or by calling us at 02-9850-6505. Join me next week when you will hear the second part of my interview with Kirk Duttler. And remember, things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
Nous n'avons malheureusement pas le temps de finir aujourd'hui avec l'invité de Clark, Kirk Duttler. Nous le retrouverons la semaine prochaine pour la suite de son interview. Vous écoutez l'invité de Clark sur Radio Harmony 88.8 avec Clark Ady. Retrouvez-le chaque mercredi à 10h15 pour une interview en anglais avec la rediffusion de l'émission le samedi à 18h15 sur 88.8 ou sur le site. Vous pouvez aussi retrouver toutes les interviews sur le site internet de la station en cliquant sur l'onglet « Podcast ». N'hésitez pas à le contacter via le site internet ou au 02 98 50 65 05 pour faire part de vos commentaires. Retrouvez-le la semaine prochaine pour la deuxième partie de l'interview avec Kirk Duttler. Et n'oubliez pas, tout va mieux avec un petit peu d'harmonie dans votre vie. À bientôt.
L'invité de Clark, with your host Clark Ady. Enjoy interesting interviews in English with fascinating people from our area and beyond. Another reason why things always go better with a little harmony in your life.
L'invité de Clark, c'est mercredi à 10h15 et samedi à 18h15.